This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Niggas want me to bust the rhyme. So ironic, it's bust the rhyme. So iconic. Niggas can't fuck with the kid, you know the logic. Bounce Dookie should move before we make it a topic. I'm shitting on niggas the way I need a colonic. But when I'm showing up and only collecting the profit, shy, case and rise, how I pick it up. Making niggas put holes in the wall is how I rip shit up. Throwing a little yak and some kush is how I mix it up. I love the way she gets down on her knees and how she licks it up. The way a nigga give you the shit and how he thinks it up. Look, pardon me, yeah, look, peep how I lift shit up, lift shit up.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top ball gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the? Right. I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, then we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on. Nigga talking no praise, let's clap on. Tell my homies, clap off, and the clap is
getting. Clap off.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, and I'm about to tell y'all about the most important DJ in the UK, and her name is Sarah Love. Holla at her, you know what I mean? Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, says she's good. All right, peace.
Niggas want me to bust the rhyme. So ironic, it's bust the rhyme. So iconic. Niggas can't fuck with the kid, you know the logic. Bounce Dookie should move before we make it a topic. I'm shitting on niggas the way I need a colonic. But when I'm showing up and only collecting the profit, shy, case and rise, how I pick it up. Making niggas put holes in the wall is how I rip shit up. Throwing a little yak and some kush is how I mix it up. I love the way she gets down on her knees and how she licks it up. The way a nigga give you the shit and how he thinks it up. Look, pardon me, yeah, look, peep how I lift shit up.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top ball gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, then we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on. Nigga talking no praise, let's clap on. Tell my homies, clap off, and the clap is
getting. Clap off, clap on, Bixie, we back on. Wall in the West Wing, hang on my plaques on. I be blacking in this bitch till the whole track gone. King Kong, got him bouncing off the walls, ping pong. Rolls Royce, Wraith seats, I'm resting my back on. Bottles of 1942, getting my drink on. Funny how my mommy say she love my new rap song. How a nigga keep it fresh, Balmain slacks on, now that's strong. She ripping off a new black phone. Now she bugging shorty, can't believe the dick that long collapse on. The couch inside of my mansion. Wish that niggas could've really seen my reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I just dropped a big bag on the brand new. Yeah, I just pulled up to the club with the top ball gone new. Went shopping for four days, like what the?
Right.
I don't really give a. Now let the beat drop. Clap on, then we gon' clap on. Clap off, clap on, yeah, we gon' clap on. Nigga talking no praise, that's trap on. Tell my room is clap off, and the clap is getting.
Yo, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the Chef, Maxim with the good honey, DJ Sarah Love. Hold it down, you know what it is, boy. We got your back. Wu-Tang, one.
We got your back. First of all, before we go any further, thank you so much to Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. And remember, you can listen back to all FUBAR shows on the website. Last week, right here on this show, we brought you a massive interview, another crazy show with super producer Swiss Beats and we had an incredible open mic that was so much fun. So if you missed any of that, you need to hit up fubarradio.com/shows/hiphop and you can replay all of our past shows. This week, sadly, Maestro's away. He's out of town, but we've still got a jam-packed show for you and a very special guest co-host in the house as well. We're still going to be doing our special investigation. We've got an ill party guide for you as well as the open mic, of course, so do not move a muscle. And we want to hear from you guys too. It's our last show before Christmas. hiphop@foobarradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter and you can reach me personally there at DJ Sarah Love. Keep in touch. That first track that we played of the show, that's brand new Busta Rhymes that dropped like a few days ago. That's produced by Swiss Beats, of course, and he's featured on the track too. It's called Ah! So that was just so crazy. It needed a rewind. But make sure you get in touch with us. Keep it locked right here to Fubar Radio. Seeing as Mice isn't with us, I thought let's get a little bit of Maestro flavor. And also, this is one of these ill tunes that dropped this year, representing hip hop at its finest level. It's Fubar.
Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know them all offhand. My pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well let the pawn guard. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts is always mass, so it takes space and always has whatever has it that takes place. When Rose fork, I take a second, think of Rose of the dumb walk, then pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all fits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it
real. Wait, who's that? It's my Stiggy with a riddle. These swines can try to catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble. Or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap sputin'. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who act truant and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Oh, you're the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons, watching other cats walk and following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more, that goat in sheep's clothing tooting his own horn like.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, the mighty just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5. The benefit for makes fire and ice. It's all breaking mortar to mine. Could probably turn water to wine. I represent to get more out of life. It gives you something to do with all noons, mornings, and nights. My pile's been fully bestowed, so I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild sides where I reside, you're gonna have something to say even where I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights. And if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers of coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes. But I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes.
That track, if you missed it on previous shows, is Keep It Real. That's Homeboy Sandman featuring Maestro. That came out earlier this year. Today, I want to play you some of like my favourite cuts that we've had of the year, seeing as we're getting to the end of 2016 already. I cannot believe it. But this is the sounds of hip hop on your radio with myself, Sarah Love. This is Fubar Maestro. Sorry, he goes crazy if I call him Maestro. I got to remember, don't tell him that I said that. Okay, Mice Diggy is away today. But I am joined by a super special co-host. I'm so happy to have you here with me. And I think we need to rename the show The Female Takeover or something like that.
Yeah, for today, why not?
That is the sounds of a guest that you have heard on this show before, Issa to Sheriff, aka Tor.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Did I clap for myself last time? No, I'll give myself some whoops. It's all good.
That is all good. So how do you prefer to be called? Is it like wrong to call you Tor nowadays?
No, loads of people call me Tor. People call me Issa. It just depends. I prefer Issa because that's like my name. But then my mum calls me Tor. Yeah.
That's my name.
Yeah. But then my mum calls me Tor. So whatever comes out of your mouth, I'm cool with it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no hard feelings if we call you Tor by accident.
Except for. Yeah, it's all good.
No, but it was such a treat when we had you on the show before, and you played, you gave us some beautiful new music that you've been, you presented to the world this year, and I think, and you're going to be taking over the investigation today on behalf of MICE.
I am.
So we're going to let people know what's happening with that as well. And we've got so much packed in the show for you today. So much good music to play. Like I say, that ill open mic. And another special guest to be talking to. So hold tight right here. Remember, we love hearing from you guys. It's hiphop@foobarradio.com. Get in touch and hit us up. And right after this, we're going to be getting into our big up, because you know we like to start things on that positive vibe here, Isatar.
We're gonna
get into some of that. But I thought first, let's remind the people why you are so fresh.
All right.
On the mic. And I was just loving this song so much. And so I just thought another excuse to get to play it on the radio. So this is something great. What is the story behind this track, Redefined? Isatar Sheriff.
Yeah, so Redefined, actually the very last song that I recorded for my album. So, and it was kind of, I just wanted some energy. Everything had been like crazy. Like even writing the album, you can kind of hear the sort of the stories, that things that I'm going through as I'm writing it, which is usually what happens when you write an album. But with this was the last one, and I couldn't write it for 2 months because there just was so much drama going on. Like I work in a college, and one of the teenagers I work with, unfortunately, was stabbed and killed. His name was Myron Yard, and it was like all over the news, you know. So it was quite a big thing that happened. But you know, I was kind of playing the instrumental while, you know, this was all going on, but I just couldn't write it. And it was like, when I get an instrumental, I just like to write straight away. But with this, I felt
to meditate on it a bit.
Yeah, and you know, just, and so when it came to just the day that I was like, I'm writing it, like I just, that's why my flow's kind of ferocious. I kind of mentioned Myron in the rap, and and my cousin as well. So I think at this point it was like, it did feel pressure as well, because I felt like this was my last song. Do you know what I mean? This is the last song I've been working on this album for like a year or just over. So there's a lot in this song. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully people can hear it, you know?
Oh, I love that. Like real story from the heart, like going into the music rather than like, let's just make another banger, innit?
Yeah.
So let's play it for the people. hiphop@foobarradio.com. Hit us up in the studio. I'm joined by this week's special guest co-host, Isatar Sheriff. And this is a track from your album that came out this year. It's called Redefined. This is Hip Hop.
Yep.
The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. Can't even afford a property, hiding behind technology, battling with authority, citizens living poverty. It's rhythmic sociology in a shocking economy. My mother's land was a colony, left us struggling horribly. Some they talk of philosophy, others living responsibly. Every day there's a robbery, followed by lots of snobbery. Others get let off probably, powers are lacking honesty. It bothers me, they dance around the truth like choreography. I'm trying to work out my autonomy, write an autobiography, absorbing freedom sonically, learning back generosity. Things are getting on top of man these last 6 months. Now they really did a lot to me, trying to manage properly. Lack of therapy stopping me, problems historically. I'm saying too much probably. Dreaming and sailing tropically, used to listen to Prodigy, showing off in my wallaby. Now when you call that, this is poetry. Redefined sagas from the left behind, novels of a different kind. Need to make a state of mind. Look how fast the minds are getting sent down for time. But while they stay robbing us, the flow stays monstrous. We route on the grind, some are losing their mind, but we don't see the sign. Them have been bleeding for time, trying to find peace of mind. We just feel left behind. Take a look at our strengths all combined. This for the minority in tower blocks, they're constantly marginalized. Hypocrisy, people move there for novelty. Some are met with ferocity, radio mediocrity. And now that you want us to sound the same, I'm never gonna be. I hear the same thing constantly. Listen, it doesn't bother me. You can just keep your snobbery. You never have to holler me. I do this thing subconsciously. While questioning foreign policy, speaking on inequality, cause it really means a lot. This is a language built from poverty. Pair it with high technology. Voices that move melodically. It varies cause of geography. And in this mad democracy, seeing mad animosity. The majority, we get under their skin like dermatology. You can tell I no hospitals, just through my terminology. Inside out, bag of troubles like colostomy. We're here to do this properly while gliding through this flawless. Use your voice, you go for it. Look, now's the time, it's gotta be. This is poetry, redefined sagas from the left behind. Novels of a different kind, need to make a state of mind. Look how fast the minds are getting sent down for time. But while they stay robbing us, the flow stays monstrous. We're out on the grind, some are losing their mind. But we don't see the sign, them have been dreaming for time. Trying to find peace of mind, we just
vocals tightened, it drew me to silence. Now it's only after 2 months I can write again. Pause, I only had this track to finish off, I couldn't do it then. Last track of the album, this I dedicate to you, my friend. First my cousin Cabba, now M Dot. This again, I'm fighting demons like a horror in the scene that ends. These bloodsuckers trying to stop this album finishing it again. This is poetry, redefined flowers from the left behind. Novels of a different kind, need to make you state of mind. Look how fast the minds are getting sent down for time. But what they stay robbing us, the flow stays monstrous. We're out on the grind, some are losing their mind. But we don't see the sign, them and we bleed the time. Trying to find peace of mind, we just feel left behind. Just take a look at our strengths all combined.
Yo, hey, General Pondex, Smith from West upon the borderline. Test the sound and you're that same time. Yeah, General Steel, one half of Smith and West and 1/8 of the grid. Hey, you know how we do when we with the boo boo. Hey, what's up, baby? DJ Sarah Love, you know how we do. Always, all days. Walk tone, you know, let it go.
You know how it is. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my special guest co-host.
I said to Sheriff.
Yes, yay. It's not often when people get the chance to have an all-female
yes.
Sutton in hip-hop these
That's what
days.
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. And when it happens, it's all a bit corny, do you know what I mean?
Thank you!
It's all a bit corny, so I like it. I'm happy just to be with a down hip-hop show.
Yeah.
Where we're just going to talk about music.
And it's not a gimmick thing.
No, man.
Don't you find, because after, I mean, how do you find about, like, the label of being a feminist?
I don't know, as in me or
personally, yeah, like you personally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really carry that label, like, do you know what I mean? Or when people like I don't even have a big thing about being called a female MC. Do you know what I mean?
In
like,
it.
I'm an MC, and
in it.
Do you know what I mean? I'm
Thank
an MC,
you.
Male or female. At the same time, though, I'm not like mad when people say female MC because I guess that's what I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I know,
but
that
you're also black.
Yeah,
you're also
exactly.
British,
yeah, exactly.
You're also what about 5'3" or something. You're
four,
also
5'4". Thank you.
Sorry.
Let me take it away. The height. I mean, no. You know what? I have been saying in all my bars because for those of you who don't know, people call me Tor as well, and I've had this bar forever that says barely 5'4", but spitting metaphors and Tor and everything that rhymes with Tor. But then, like, I got measured recently, and I'm like more like 5'3". I was devastated. like I've been.
Your whole career's a sham.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, but yeah, apparently. I'm not 5'4", so ignore that in all my lyrics.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. We'll forgive you though.
Yeah.
No, because I don't get down. I mean, obviously, I'm part of. I believe in many struggles that are out there. Obviously,
there's
equality that needs to be addressed for women, but there's so many things going on out there. So it's like for me to whittle it down to just like, yeah, feminism. Obviously, I support whatever people have to say or do with that. But yeah,
I've got bigger fish to fry.
But you know what's sad though is that some people really would get offended about. You're saying that, like, but, women, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying. Of course, there are situations where, as a being a woman, I will be of disadvantage for sure. But then I don't take that away from me being at disadvantage because I'm a black woman. So that, like you just said, so there's so much more to it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Than just, you know, and like I say, I don't get offended if someone calls me a female MC. If they kind of say act as if then that makes me less then we that's a problem. Do you know what I mean?
That's when it's gonna come to fisticuffs.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I just like to do my thing. I don't like to jump into boxes. I just want to do what I do.
You're succeeding, girl.
Yeah,
you're tuning into the sounds of FUBAR Radio, and you know, like, for regular listeners to the show, big up to everybody, all the regular listeners. Shout out to Pete B. Shout out to everyone who hits up fubarradio.com/shows/hip hop and listens back to all the shows. This show is all about you guys, truly. It ain't about me and mice. It ain't about, you know, any egos. It ain't about Isatar. Like, you know, it's all about you, and you know, doing a service to the community. And so we like to make sure we start the show off like on the positive tip, you know, and remind people, because it's easy to get bogged down, I guess, especially now that's being the week running up to Christmas. People are mad stressed. There's a lot to think about and do, and you're against the clock, and then suddenly it's like, oh my God, the new year's around the corner. People are stressing out, but there's so many good things to remember that are going on in the world and good people that we have to remember. And like, for me, really, this week,
big up.
Could only go to one person.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a shame that he died on Christmas Day because, you know, therefore we don't get to have an international James Brown Day.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And I just think he's one of the most important, like, influential artists of all time, like, greatest artists of all time.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel that's fair to say.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And he's overshadowed by Christmas every year.
Yeah, it's so, you true, know, actually. It's true. Like, it's very true.
Sorry, not trying to offend any Christians out there or anything. But, no, I think, he was nicknamed the Godfather of Soul. I think that was pretty justified. A career that spans 6 decades.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just influenced the development of so many genres. I mean, let's think about, like, would funk music even exist without him? Like, let's think of his impact on soul music,
hip hop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Rock music, even to drum
even
and bass.
Pop, like Michael Jackson based himself more or less on James Brown.
Exactly.
And he's dancing. So all he's dancing, you see, it's
exactly.
From James Brown.
I mean, when you want to look at an artist like Prince, like, what would Prince be without a James Brown? Yeah, I mean, he was a controversial figure in many ways, as he was a pretty wild, out there guy, but he hadn't had a very easy life. You know, he grew up in hardship in Georgia and stuff. So, you know, he is the true definition of the American dream, like, you know, the rags to riches story. And it's just incredible to me to even try to imagine what would 20th century pop music be like without James Brown.
Would
even hip hop be around without James Brown?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and his success, like, it peaked in the 60s with he dropped a live album, Live at the Apollo, and with hit singles like Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, I Got You, and It's a Man's World, which those are pretty massive pop records as well. And it's crazy because, like, looking on Wikipedia, they say during the late 60s, he moved from the continuum of blues and gospel based forms and styles to the profoundly Africanized approach to music making, which I thought, that was quite funny.
When did
for them
he do Black
and
I'm Proud? 62 or 63? Was it 63?
Oh, I can't remember the exact. Yeah,
it was
definitely in
his
60s catalogue.
63, I think.
Yeah, and then that was such a massive record in terms of the civil rights movement in the States. Yeah. So his influence on politics in America has been massive. So it's just his cultural influence, even beyond just the musical influence, I think is crazy. He's ranked 7th on the music magazine Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest artists of all time, where I was like, well, look, you better tell me who's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Because if
it's like Elton John and Bruce Springsteen.
So we're having words.
Seriously, I need to look that up. Maybe Adam's really good at that kind of thing. Look at coming with the answers.
You know,
we love that Adam's skill with Google. No, incredible Google skills.
James Brown is a serious guy. Like, it's so deep. Like I was saying, in the college I was teaching at, like, I made my, like, students for about 2 weeks do a whole study on funk and James Brown.
Sick.
And they had to do questionnaires, and we watched documentaries, and just for them to see how important it was in sort of what they do now, how influential funk is, and James Brown at the top of that. So, like, he's a genius. And I think what's mad about James Brown as well, though, it is quite conflicting even for me. Mm. Like, sometimes, obviously, we know his private life was a bit mad, and everyone has a mad private life. But, you know, sometimes you think, obviously, there's me saying, oh, don't worry about being a woman. But even as a woman, all the stuff that went on, it's a bit mad, because I know that a lot of people are conflicted as well. But in terms of, you can't take away his music.
Yes.
Like, and the impact it's had.
Exactly. And then I think it's also important, to separate those two. Because, like you're saying, who doesn't have a crazy personal life? Did you see the film about his life?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I did. I thought it was really... Obviously, it gave an overview. It gave a good overview. I don't know. Like, I thought it was decent. Obviously, biopics are always a bit like, you know what I mean? They don't give you everything, do they?
Yeah, and that's what I thought the problem was with the film. Like, it bit off more than it could chew, because you got such an epic life story to tell. Like, they could have just done one film about his relationship with his wife.
You know,
he could have done one film about his relationship with the JBs and Bobby Berg kind of thing. But to
and
try
his childhood.
And tell all of it. Yeah, exactly. But to try and tell everything from his childhood through to his family relationships, through to, you know.
You're actually right.
It was too much to cram into 2 hours.
And I felt like I didn't get everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
And so that was my only objection to the film. Because I think, but maybe that's also kind of a nerdy thing, being someone where it's like, I've been a James Brown fan for so long, like from a kid. So I wanted something a bit deeper.
sort of thing, rather than just sort of skimming on the surface, like, yeah, he was born here, and then move on to that, and then move on to this. But no, it was...
You want to see more. You want to see more, basically.
Yeah. And the film, that was put together by the Rolling Stones. They were the guys behind that film. So I rated them even just for doing that, because I'm happy to see, you know, his name at the cinema, right, many other artists. Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to James Brown, and that's like some of my earliest memories of being a musician, is playing drums
along to
his records.
It's important. Did you play drums?
Yeah, that's my first instrument.
Oh, I used to play Abby as well.
Yeah.
That's so nuts. Yeah, yeah.
That is funny. But no, that's why I'm so happy to hear that you're saying that you were teaching your kids in your school.
Oh, yeah, we
Because
did.
The lineage of music, I think, is so important. It's not, you don't just spring out and grime is here.
No.
There's a whole category of things that have happened, like, you know, socially, politically, musically, that lead to the development of hip-hop, to jungle, to whatever.
We did a three-week project, and it was all based, started with James Brown, for a time. At first they were moaning, but in the end they were like freestyling over funk, like,
that's
and like
ill.
Parliament and stuff.
That's
ill.
I mean, I think it's a shame with James Brown. There's some artists who didn't really get as much credit as they should have really been due, like some of his drummers and musicians that he worked with, because he was such a shrewd gangster of a businessman. Certain people, you know, like probably the most sampled record of all time, Funky Drummer. Yeah, you know, it's like that sample has gone all over the world and been such a key part of so many important pieces of music. But, you know, he didn't actually write that drum part. But the credit goes to him.
Yeah. Do you know what? I saw a story recently about the drummer getting a payoff for that Funky Drummer break.
Payoff from who?
Like, I don't know how, but I think there was some crowdfunding thing or some people were like raising money.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It didn't come from James Brown, but it was like acknowledged somewhere by someone that he had produced like one of the biggest breaks in hip hop, and it wasn't loads compared to what it was, but it was a good like 150,000 or something like that.
Wow.
I might have made that figure up.
That's cool. But it sounds good.
Yeah,
it sounds convincing.
Yeah.
But I mean, James Brown's still like one of the most, probably the most sampled artists of all time.
Yeah, I think that is a fact
too,
at the minute.
Which I wonder how, I'm not actually sure how he felt about it, but did you ever see that footage of he won a... Adam, see, Adam's Google skills are off the hook, I'm telling you. So Rolling Stones named James Brown 7 on their list of 100 greatest artists of all time. And I was like, they better get this 1 to 6 right, okay? And I am kind of accepting this. Okay, so at number one... Well, should we do the countdown the other way? Number 6! Coming in at number 6, Jimi Hendrix. I think that's fair enough, because he basically reinvented the guitar. Jimi Hendrix used to play with James Brown.
Yeah.
You know, so really a lot of his discipline as a musician and his chops he learned from, you know, this dictatorship, the authoritarian kind of rule that James Brown had over his band. Number 5, Chuck Berry. Again, that just changed popular culture.
Turned
it on his head. Like, that created... Oh, my God, it's incredible, so much. The Rolling Stones, yeah, they're dope too. Elvis, yes, he definitely did his thing, you know. Bob Dylan, he's cool too. Did you see that recently, how Bob Dylan won the Nobel
Prize? Oh, yes, I did.
Literature,
yeah.
But then he didn't even bother turning up. And now he's still not even gone there to receive the award.
Well,
so
it's good for them, isn't it? All of us, good for them.
No, but I was like, that's kind of deep.
He's just
look, I'm busy cutting my toenails right now.
Yeah.
I haven't got time to go see. And number one, the Beatles. I think that's an okay list.
Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com.
Who do you think should be in the top 10 list of greatest artists of all time?
Of all time? No, they're taking liberties with that list. Sorry.
I mean, there's lots. It's so difficult to whittle it down, though, because then how to... first of all, they need to narrow it down. Okay, this is Western music that we're speaking about, you know, because there's certain people who grow up in other parts of the world who I'm sure have an objection to that. But, I think... who would you take out of that list? The nice time.
Elvis.
Oh yeah? Why would you take Elvis
because,
out?
Because, do you know what I mean? Like, big teeth. You know what I mean? Big teeth. No one's going to say that he ain't made classics, but come on, man. Look at all the people before him who he took music, took the style, took the music, and he's number one. Okay, he sold more records and he had more commercial output, and I'm not saying like he didn't put out cold songs, but it's all copy. It's all copy, like.
I'd say that in Devil's Advocate for Elvis Presley, I would say he was a vehicle that then took black music to a whole another massive worldwide white audience.
But they didn't get credit for it.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying, so in that sense, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Yeah. I say, okay, he did his piece there. But, you know, to me, someone like Little Richard, he must have been in the top 10.
Yeah,
he must have been at least in the top 10. You know, there's certain people, yeah, that I think. And I think the amount of success that Elvis had, that's probably also why they put him in there.
Yeah,
just
the number of records and things
that he's sold. But, yeah, I mean, hey, man, where's the hip-hop artist? Where's Marvin Gaye at? He better be in the top 10.
Yeah.
If Marvin Gaye in the top 10, I ain't paying no more attention to Rolling Stone magazine. But yes, in 2003, James Brown, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award, and that was from the BET Awards. And the award was given to him by Michael Jackson. Did you ever see that footage?
Yeah. I watched it like a million times. And
that is so sick.
Michael Jackson just like does his James Brown's moves, and it was just cold, man.
Yeah. Adam just told me a shocker that Marvin Gaye was number 18 in the Rolling. I don't even care about this magazine no more. Who's 10, 9 and 8? If James Brown was 7 and then Jimmy was 6, 18, that's deep, man. Well, I'm totally biased, so yeah, that I should check myself. And then have you also seen that footage of James Brown, Michael Jackson and Prince all on stage together performing?
I might have.
Everybody at home, go home and YouTube that, because again, that's just incredible. And you can just see how both Michael Jackson and Prince are just basking in the awe, you know, the awe of James Brown. Like, that's how awesome he is. Like, to have someone when do you ever see Prince feeling that he's in awe of, given that vibe of being in awe of someone, sort of thing, or sunned by someone?
Oh, I have seen this.
And so I think that just says it all, really, about the levels that James Brown is. If you ain't familiar with him, you definitely need to get to know. You definitely need to go and check out the film also. That's another nice initiation into the life and times of James Brown. But not enough representation of the music.
No, not it's drama, isn't it? It shows a bit more drama and, you know.
Yeah. And I guess that's how you sell the film. Okay, Adam's come with the goods. Okay, so number 10 in this greatest artist of all time is Ray Charles. Number 9, Aretha Franklin. Number 8, Little Richard. Okay, Little Richard made it to top 10. That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Bruce Springsteen wasn't there. But yeah.
And I would say to a lot of people as well, James Brown, in terms of discipline and sort of refining your art, is such an important person to study and watch. Like, for me, when I look at him, I'm like, wow, like, I need to get to James Brown's levels of discipline, you know?
Yeah. And so then you just know how he was just gangster with his musicians, with the, finding artists when they played, made mistakes and things like that. So, yeah, this is...
I don't think I'll watch these days, but I'll start finding people. I'll have no one. No one playing for me.
True.
Like, five, they'll be like, later.
But that's why I just think how certain people think they can get away. It's that kind of discipline. Because in those days, the only way that you could get a gig was if you had practiced your chops to a point were just, you know, watertight. You know, whereas now there's so many other tricks to be able to, you know, correct things with auto-tune or quantize stuff in your computer, make it sound like you're...
Yeah, I wish it was more like that though. Like, I feel
more
like
quantized.
No, right. More like just more rehearsed. People don't moan. I feel like my experience is people, they moan to have to be in the studio sometimes. If they have to be in the studio more than a few hours, they're like pulling, you know, reaching for the door, or, you know, rehearsals, it's kind of like, yeah, let's do a quick bang it out for a quick hour or two. And so I feel like, even for me, like, people say, like, I'm a bit of a slave driver. When I'm in the studio, I can do like 12-hour sessions just back to back, maybe not even a break, which is probably not the best. However, I've got that sort of mentality of like, this needs to be like at a real professional level. But like, I find I'm fighting with people just to, not all, like, there are some people that are more like that than I am, but I find generally that's not the culture of today in recording and performing and rehearsing, which is why I think the standards can be quite low.
Thank you. Okay, you said it, not me. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this week, you know, the only person we had to send a massive big up to James Brown, of course.
Yes.
So on Christmas Day, make sure you think of James Brown, because that was the day we lost like one of the greatest ever to do it, and I thought, you know, it was only correct we played you something from James Brown today as well. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love,
and Isa to Sheriff.
Keep it locked. Hip hop at foobarradio.com. Hit us up coming up right after this. We're getting into a special investigation.
Yep.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. Look at you, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you. Got my baby, my best love. Happiness, good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you, James Brown, love you. You're lucky so and so.
That's James Brown, Soulful Christmas. You
too
know,
much,
it's the right time
much.
Of year. Well, that's obviously the track we had to drop for you. I'd happily play James Brown for the rest of the show, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you,
like, I'd be down with that, man. I would be down with that.
I think most of hip hop would be down with that, too. This is FUBAR Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Mice is away, but Sarah Love, that's me, is joined by a very special co host,
Isa to Sheriff.
Are you ready for this, Isa?
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying yes to, but I do. Okay, so we have a special investigation today. So people like have been moaning about 2016, yeah? People have been talking about, and it has been a bit of a shabby year, yeah?
Shabby, yeah. That's so interesting since I've heard that word, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And obviously, there's things we want to do as we move forward into the new year. So what I want to investigate is what if people had the power to, if they could take a superpower with them into 2017, what would they take and why?
Like as in a superpower of their own?
Yeah, okay. A superpower as if they were Luke Cage. Yeah? Yeah? So, because obviously there's things that people would like to have been different about 2016. So we're going to say, look, take a superpower with you to 2017. Mm. What are you going to take? How is that going to make your 2017 better?
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. So what about for you, though? What would your superpower be?
Oh, my superpower. I was too busy asking people that.
You just wanted to get everyone else by this.
No, you know what it is? Mine's quite similar to some other people's. Like, I think my... So we got someone called Tammy and Jam Pro who said that they would like teleportation because commuting is long. And
crazy.
That, for me, would be my one because I get, like, a train from, like, Bethnal Green to, like, North London.
Long.
Like, and it's the school time. And
mission.
Honestly, I'm, like, a moany old lady with them school kids. I'm like, don't be stepping on my trainers. So, yeah, I can't be travelling on the train, man. So teleportation, just get me from my house to work.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. That's a teleportation. I wonder one day they really got to hook that up, man.
It's not going to happen, though.
You're like, Sarah,
yeah.
Get over yourself. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I asked my mum this question once. I was like, if you could have any superpower in the work, like, imaginable, mummy, what would you have? Yes, I call my mum mummy.
Yeah.
And, and she was like... To have the power of spreading love throughout the world.
Yeah, because everyone's doing that. Like, I put it on my Facebook yesterday and everyone was, like, giving me, you know, very good, but very, like, deep, kind of, to heal the world. I'm like, listen, we're just talking about superpowers, yeah? Let's just
speed things up.
Let's just think about, because actually, I guess, love is quite a weird one, but most people were saying things that were like more New Year's resolutions rather than superpowers.
Okay.
So they were like, I don't know, like.
Oh, so you want some Luke Cage, like, Marvel, X-Men type business.
And people say some good things like, discernment and wisdom, but that's like, isn't that like a resolution rather than.
Okay.
I'm talking about superpowers. You're not watching.
Like things that you can't actually have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so my idea of just like unlimited amount of discipline.
Yeah.
You'd knock that out of the park. You're like, no, Sarah. You need to come back with like invisibility or something.
Alright, cool. Alright.
No, because I think for me I would like just to have that unlimited discipline, because then I think I could just conquer anything that I could imagine in the world.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's a good one. That would be, basically, you'll be hitting all of your to-do lists, smashing it. Do you know what I mean?
The to-do list, man, things crossed out.
All right,
I've got a crazy long to-do list.
Cool, so we'll put that out to the people. Like, if you could take a superpower into 2017, what would it be and why? And please keep it creative.
Give us some ideas, because these are like the life hacks
that we like
to share on
basically,
the show too.
Basically,
sharing ideas. This is one big conversation we're all having, and we can share these ideas amongst us. So hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. That's the email. You can also find us on twitter.com/foodbarradio. And you can find me personally at DJ Sarah Love on Twitter. What's your Twitter, Isatar?
Isatar Sheriff. At ISIS Sheriff, actually.
Yeah. And remind the people one more time, what's your investigation question this week that you need them to answer?
If you could take a superpower into 2017, what would it be and why?
So hit us up. This is FUBAR.
Get it. This is the remix. Been a minute, the city back on the shit. But since we back to the spit, let's take it back to the grit. Bring it back to the bricks. Post it up on the block, that new clue with the locks. Diamonds up for the rock and Pete Rock with the knot. Boy Jock, don't fuck around. Needed a remix since I heard jump around. Now told him I get down. Now I'm like, get up with that bullshit. Dapping you rapping, that shit suck. We stand with our fist up. Pinning with a purpose while you panned about popping the perk. Your pen worthless, I viciously vent verses. Fuck did you expect? Only time I took a LVH1 cut and check. Those are the breaks. This is the real. That was the fake. Gotta stick to the script. If you hip, you relate. I legit been the great. 10 years in the tank. And why you catching on now? I'm about to make my escape. I get down. Still repping the town. Plotting on the crown. Piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down. Ripping the world round. Stay true to the sound. Adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down. Rap for the underground. The maze and it's down. To the top, I'm bound. Tell them I get down. Homie, I get. Tell them I get.
North Philly in this bitch, show you how we get down. You know how this shit go, get mines and lay down. It's the street. streets room, kid around, it ain't a playground. Whip your limb off, hit a nigga with a K-round. They rock with our music, they don't fuck with they sound. Really packed the rental car, rough, hit the Greyhound. Some of my folks was loyal, so they stayed down. Couple bad bitches, couple killers that I hang around. Most of these tight jean rappers looking gay now. And they mumble mouths, don't understand what they say now. All they need to know is that we came to get the dough. Flow heavenly, but hell is low, this shit way down. When we first came, folks wanted us to go, heard them bars. Now they wanting us to stay now. I'm connected, niggas blast about me. Anytime they ask about me, tell them I get down.
Still reppin' the town, plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down, reppin' the world round. Stay true to the sound, adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down, rep for the underground. The A's and the down, to the top I'm bound. Tell them I get down, homie I get, uh-huh. Tell them I get, uh-huh. Homie I get, uh-huh.
Tell them I get down, tell them to skip town. Schedule to go the distance, finish him 6 rounds. Told me that he could rap, told him to spit now. He reached for his phone, I told him to sit down. Tell me you got work, go give me your break now. You full of shit, nigga, in your block, in your town. Tell me that you the king, I tell you go get the crown. Bring all your people and watch me beat you down. 175 and live as the guy from Bed-Stuy. Get high and you fly and decide to drive by. Park, then get out, they scattered like it's a hit out. Some niggas move loud, other niggas move mid out. Shit is for the hallway, word to Torre. Beat rock, let the beat knock, nigga, all day.
All day.
And all night too, I get down for my town, nigga, how about you?
I get down, still reppin' the town. Plotting on the crown, piling pound for pound. Tell them I get down, reppin' the world round. Stay true to the sound, adjectives and nouns. Tell them I get down, rep for the underground. The maze and the sound, to the top I'm bound. Tell them I get down, homie I get, uh-huh. Tell them I get, uh-huh. Homie I get, tell them I get down, down.
Absolutely love that tune. That's one of my favourite records of the last 12 months, produced by Pete Rock. I know.
Pete Rock, and you've got a drop from Pete Rock as well.
Yes, like, that's how we roll here on the Hip Hop Show.
I was trying to contain my excitement when I heard it. Pete Rock! We know, you're being a guest.
He's actually been in the UK a few times this year. They did the Pete Rock and CL Smooth show. I don't know if you made it out to that.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Obviously, you were there.
I didn't make it to that one, but I've seen them before, That's why I wasn't sweating it. No, I was actually pretty pissed that I didn't make it to that show. Oh. But yeah, no, I heard it was really dope. And he did a few solo shows as well. We've had him on this show too, so
yeah,
if you missed any of that, you need to hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and you can listen back to all our past shows with all our fly guests, including Pete Rock, Big Daddy Kane, Chuck D. Last week we had Swiss Beats on the show. Too much variety, too
madness,
much flyness.
Madness.
You know we're representing hip hop right here. And yeah, that last track, that was Torre, Get Down, produced by Pete Rock. That is the remix though, featuring Freeway and Styles P. Hip hop represented in 2016. I'm sorry. So all that, whenever people want to talk trash to you about, oh yeah, hip hop this and no, you can just tell them they need to look into this show to really understand how much dope hip hop there is out there. This is Sarah Love. This is Hip Hop on Fubar Radio, and I'm joined by a very special guest co-host this week.
Yeah, I said to Sarah, I love the way you let me say my name. Don't think I haven't clocked you.
You see, I said to, she's sharp. I'm like, go on, girl.
Yeah,
pick it up.
So it's all good.
But yes, and you know, every week we have a big up because we like to start with that positivity. And every week we have a takeover. This dude called Mysak Hayes infiltrates the studio, and he is normally the Mysak Hayes investigation. But this week Isata is taking it over.
Yes,
and so you had a very important question for people.
Yes, my important question is, if you could have a superpower to take into 2017, what would it be and why?
What have you heard from people?
Yeah, so in my investigations, apart from people getting really deep, people were also come back. I really like this one from Sam Connolly. He said his would definitely be to not have sleep. Howard said that he didn't have to have sleep.
Oh, Jesus so he could, Christ, he could, hell no.
Exactly.
Who was that?
Sam Conley.
Sam Conley. Did he give any kind of reasoning behind that?
So he said, so you can have 24 hours of day productivity because he's got so many things to do in a day. Like, it's basically sleeping gets in his way.
Jesus Christ. So, but you understand, Sam Connolly, that sleep is an important part of your day functioning.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying. I thought that was quite smart, actually.
Yeah, this last weekend, I went on a meditation course.
Oh wow!
For the whole weekend.
Oh, is it one of them ones where you can't take a phone and
No, it's nothing as extreme as that. Okay, yeah, cool. No, that's prison. Oh no, they have phones in prison, don't they?
My friend said that there's this three thing anyway. Carry on.
Oh yeah,
with your story.
A friend of mine does this thing Vipassana, and it's like you're not allowed to speak for the whole week.
Yeah. Oh no, that's deep.
And is it? Yeah, no,
I would fail.
Deep.
They would put me on a train back to London.
Because you see, meditation is three times more restful than sleep.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess maybe that's what Sam Connolly wants to do. He needs to switch up sleeping for just straight meditating. But still, even that, dude, you're on a one-way ticket to a hospital trip, man, if you're not sleeping.
But if it's a superpower, then he won't need it. That's the point.
But sometimes it's nice just closing your eyes, letting your other senses like connect with the world.
That's like you're taking away a valuable thing in life, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a reason why we've like evolved to have sleep, Sam.
Exactly. I remember asking my friend a question, saying to him, oh, imagine if we didn't need to eat.
Oh
like,
my God.
What would life be like? And actually, my friend got really angry because he was like, what are you asking these kind of questions for?
Oh my God.
Like, if the thought of it made him so angry. But I just said to myself, yeah, because then would we have to work? I don't know. Anyway, let me not start a new topic.
This is how the investigation works. It opens up loads of other portals and, you know, questions in life and life hacks.
I like this one from Ayanda. He says that he would like x-ray vision so that he could see through people's layers.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, is this just some dirty, perverted nonsense?
No, he wants to see into people's layers. I thought that was quite funny.
That is. But there's ways of doing that. And who said that, sorry?
Ayanda.
There are other ways of doing that. You have to have x-ray vision. Because that could be like a curse as well as a hindrance.
You could just want to box someone. Sometimes you just have like... Sometimes you have little bad thoughts about people, not that you mean it. And if someone can see that before you even had a chance to repent,
then your
friendship's over.
Yeah. See, sometimes we've got to be careful what we wish for, innit?
Yeah, no, he would not like that.
We've got to be careful what we wish for. Remember, you can hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Isata has a very special question for you in the investigation today. Remind them what the question is.
If you had a superpower that you could bring into 2017, what would it be and why?
And we're going to get into some more of your messages right after this track. I thought this was quite fitting. This is another guest that we had on the open mic a few weeks ago, Rims. This track. But the title of the song is Fantasy Living. So I guess it's kind of... You see what I did there?
Come on now, Fuba.
I'm on it. Yeah. No, but also, this is just some of the dope hip-hop that's represented in 2016. And we all need to remember how proud we should be of our community and the work that we're all putting in with no love from the industry or anything. We're doing this on our own steam. So people, feel proud. This is Rims. It's Fubar Radio. Hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com.
Fantasy living with my family, friends and my girl. Living that fantasy in different parts of the world. Yeah, no more stressing, depressing, I'll show we vibes in. Houses we buying, cars we be riding. Rari in the front, Range in the back doing. Cops listen, I can't explain all the track, but I'll have my mom's necklace, 7.4 carat.
Warning signs of the weed, these dreams cause hazards. No introduction, sorry, pardon my manners. Cog screwing in the studio with the spanners. Call rhyming for Roberta's and hammers and old plumbers. Rims artist, the contender, spit hundreds alongside Elk FAC, chicks love it. Producers don't worry, we got beats covered. Ain't no way for stopping, I'm climbing inside the buckets, zooming out the atlas, undiscovered on planets.
Undiscovered on planets, the view was like we foreign. Wanting to live that fantasy, I minimize the fussing. Lace my boots, hit the booth and it's back to hustling. Cause fantasy living ain't gonna happen by itself.
So when my mind's always stressing the well, forget living off girls, so to be living in jail. I'm live grinding the rails, climbing ladders from hell. So only heaven is the option. He better let me in.
Man, they better let me in. I wanna live up in that palace, not this dungeon. If I could not live in them pearly gates when I die, then whilst I'm alive, I'ma live like I got 10 lives. Respawn all night.
It's like we inhale lies and exhale anesthetic. And in terms of aesthetics, these girls they wanna get with the RM clique, our bar for bar wheel up. King C keeper, rocks and stars leaper. All these Latinas wanna be Latifah. Bum set it off, these cops could never keep up. International cards, but no card visa. Bank in my jet plane, stacking all pizza.
Fantasy living, fantasy, fantasy living, living. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for millions. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for billions. Grinding, stack it, fingers crossed for trillions.
Hiding, all my enemies, where they got? Hiding. When you was getting bummed, I was out writing. When you was getting changed, now I'm here shining. And now look at us, we out here blimey.
To the whole London massive, this is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby. Don't touch the dial.
You know not to touch the dial. Every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., hip-hop takes over FUBAR Radio. I'm so proud of hip-hop. I think there's so much good music coming out. That last track, Rims, Artists, and Conscious, Reality Music, and Fantasy Living is the name of the track. It's produced by Jaisu as well. Jaisu's a dope producer in the UK that I'm feeling. I want to hear more from, dude. And I've got so much more dope hip-hop to fit in the show for you today. And Issa to Sheriff, I'm joined by in the studio. Yeah, it's a female takeover. I said it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My name's Sarah Love.
Yeah.
And I'm joined by...
Yeah, Issa to Sheriff.
Yes. And it's so lovely to have you here. And so you've taken over the investigation for us this week too.
Yes, and, I have.
What's the question that you've been asking the people to hit you up at hiphop@fubarradio.com?
If you could bring a superpower into 2017, what would it be and why? Yes, I've been investigating.
Yeah.
Trying to hold it down for mice. Is it not allowed to call it maestro?
At your peril.
Oh, okay. Mice Diggy.
They call him Maestro. He won't want to be friends with you anymore.
All right, fair enough.
But so Oliver hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com, didn't he? What was he saying?
Oliver was saying he'd love the power to erase 2016 from our memory. What an awful year. The only question I'll ask to that, Oliver, is like, what if like someone had a baby? Like, and they had like a good memory.
See,
or...
now you're getting deep with it.
Yeah, I know. Look at but
you just sunned Oliver there.
Yeah, because it might be like bare good things that happen. You know?
Oh, Oliver, you need a hug. That's not the approach we can take if we have a difficult time. You can't just, because I feel like every situation I go through, good or bad, it's an experience that you learn from.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
grow from.
Mom, like my mum loves to say, every disappointment is blessing. She says that about everything. I'm just like, Mom. Like you crashed your car because you weren't looking.
It's a blessing.
Like, is what God said. I'm like, no, mum, you just need to look when you're driving.
Can we please get a drop from your mum saying that to play on the show? Because I'm feeling that.
I will
send
that to
you. Again? What was it?
Every disappointment is blessing.
That was killing it.
Yeah, and
that was killing it.
Yeah, and but shall I go on to another?
Yeah, who else have you heard from?
So I like this one from Orion, and he says it like a regenerative factor, saying that so when he works out like there's no like hassle-free cardio workout, so you work out and you're not like you just straight away, you're not
but that's how it feels, isn't it, when you're healthy and fit.
Yeah, well, no. You're still puffing and panting.
Yeah, but look at, like, Mo Farah. He's able to do an interview after running the 1500.
Listen, Mo Farah is finished. And he's raised it. He just holds it down. But that would
be... Yeah, because he's fit and healthy, though.
Yeah,
no. He's able to hold it down.
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. Like, when you go and you lift weights, because I've got into that, okay, like, recently. Yeah.
Really?
And
then I've never done that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've never been in a gym in my life.
No way.
Never.
Oh, if you don't need to be in one, you don't need to be in one. I do it because it helps all areas of my life.
Okay.
Like, positive attitude, tones you up.
Beating people up.
No, not so much anymore.
Not anymore. Me too.
And, but, you know, afterwards, sometimes, like, when I first went to the gym, I never stretched. Nobody told me you need to stretch.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, I went on holiday, like, the week after, and I was finished. So that superpower would have come into play. I couldn't even put on my jacket. My friend had to help me put on my jacket.
I was like,
the robot man.
That actually reminds me of a Christmas that I had once where I woke up on Christmas Day with a crick neck.
Oh, no.
My neck was turned to the right for the whole of Christmas Day.
Oh, bless you.
And then it was like, if I wanted to turn around, I was having to turn my whole body.
Was everyone like laughing at you?
Yeah,
like,
provided a lot of entertainment for 2 days straight sort of thing. But that's the only time I had a crick neck. But no, the reason why those things happen is if you're not eating properly, you're not doing your exercises properly.
Yeah, I guess.
So sorry, he was Orion. Now, I'm still liking your idea, Orion.
I'm not mad at that. I'm like, as a gym person, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. No, cheating. Ways to cheat having to actually be healthy and fit.
Yeah.
That's basically the superpower he wants.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay, Orion. I'm sure lots of people agreeing with that too.
Yeah.
But hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. I want to play you some ill hip hop before we're up out of here. We've got the open mic coming up. But right after this, we're going to be speaking to the owner of the hip hop coffee shop in London. He's got a very important announcement for you. Yeah, so hold tight right here.
Okay.
But first, another tune that I was just absolutely loving this year, produced by Kareem Riggins. This is Sarah Love. It's Fubar. Let's go.
A nigga told me only rhyme for 19-year-olds. Nigga, you should rhyme wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory though, low end scenario. And Soundboy Berrio drove me to classic material. Aerial nights blew my mind out of stereotypes for ethereal heights. I write like Richard, invisible man picture below with the hieroglyphic bow, prolific of flow. On the walls where the mystics are Kimmy to go. Supreme wisdom in my system is the kick in the dough. I don't for the sake of riddling, no. This is a ritual for those depicted as low. Now I pass life like I've been here before. The reincarnation never takes a nation. A million so hold us back, coldest raps. For me the globe is like a cul-de-sac. Around the world in a day, fine forever and I stay. I'm from the weather where they spray. There's got to be a better way. People dying every day. Wonder what would heaven say. Devils need to get away. From Chevrolet to Escalade. From Evergreen to the Everglades. I kneel where the rebels pray. Seen 50 gray, but they need better shades. Niggas rhyming like they hold style and retrograde, the escapade I'm on. It's like when the sun, moon, and stars is born. It's hard to explain how these pyramids form. Tell them that I got purple off the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got purple off the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got purple off the spot. MC, I burn it, I will. I arrived on the planet, never took the south side for granted. Smoke a little, keep a high standard. The roots of my niggas, so I gotta fly bandwidth. Son of the citizens, you know who I stand with. Dude said I was a hero, I ain't nothing but a sandwich. A gluten-free one at that, close my eyes, see my raps. My bio is feedback for what we need, rap on some Marshawn Lynch. Let me run it back. And come with that new black spiritual. Every rap's a miracle, condition that critical. Can't lack lyrical, we need black generals. Holy war, tap into you like Savion. But I'm a orator, the corduroy boy came. The door-to-door name, down the corridor of fame. I walk like an Egyptian on a mission to listen to conditions and vision. A vision of what we wishing. I've been commissioned to deprison the prism of your mind. Spit the wisdom of the one divine. Close encounter of the wonder kind. Front of line, shift the paradigm with a pair of rhymes. Style by Michaela, in the suite with Caroline. Getting dressed up under pressure. Alabama,
sakes on incense rising from the dresser. Child of a fresher God, influenced by the life of the former Joanne Tessa, marred inside of Shakur. I gotta do more, the light skinned spook who got in the door, I gotta hit four. Same thing Cassius Clay uses pottery for. I'm on a war tour with Muhammad the prophet, my man. And where we land, the pyramids stand.
That I got purples out the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell him that I got purples out the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell him that I got purples out the spot. MC, I burn it hot. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I think that was probably my favorite track from the new Common album. That's called Pyramids. The album is Black America Again. It's out now, entirely produced by Kareem Riggins. You've got features from Stevie Wonder on there, as well as a whole bunch of dope cats. But yeah, it's a nice record. More good hip hop that came out this year. But what I like about that tune too is it's just so good to hear old DB's voice again.
Yeah, definitely.
We love you. Thank you so much for everything.
Yes.
I
actually need to listen to that album as a whole, which I haven't, but yeah.
Exactly. No, just often I find it hard to find a chance to sit down and listen to records in their entirety like I used to in the vinyl days. But this is hip hop. This is Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. My Stiggy is away this week, but I am joined by a special guest co-host,
Isita Sheriff.
That's right. Isita has been asking a very important question, which we're going to get into again in a second. But right now on the line, I should be joined by the founder of London's first and only hip-hop coffee shop. Banji, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing? I'm
doing very good. It's very nice to hear your voice. And how's things going over at Tone, the coffee shop?
Yeah, it's going good. You know, obviously we've relocated to Wilson Green. New location, new people, but the same vibe, so it's nice.
So for people who don't know about Tone... Like for people like Isita Sheriff, who didn't hear when you first opened the store and we spoke to you then, and let them know about Tone Coffee Shop. What's like the concept?
So Tone Coffee Shop is a coffee shop, but it's more than a coffee shop. We have the whole hip hop vibe going with the artwork, the vinyls, the videos, the graffiti on the wall, and plus events. We hold a lot of events. We have hip hop heads come through and, you know, spit or, you know, show the artwork or DJ or whatever they might be doing. So, yeah, it's got the whole hip hop vibe going. It's good.
Very cool. And when did you open again? Remind me how long Tone has been operating.
So we reopened about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, in Wilson Green, Queen's Parade. We launched with a little open mic session and a few MCs. Did their bits, Joker Star, Danny Bliss. So, yeah, it was a nice opening party. Mm. It was cool.
No, but when did Tone, when did you first open?
Right, so, yeah, the genesis of it was back in the summer. We kicked off in Old Street. We were there in July, end of June. And then we went from there and we did a little spot in Highbury. And we finished there in September, and we've been on the DL for a little while, and then we just popped back up.
This is how time is just flying, because I feel like 2016 lasted like 6 months or something, because to me it felt like you've been open for like a year or something.
No, it's been months, but those months have been jam-packed with all types of good stuff, so yeah, it's been lovely.
I'm so appreciative of what you're doing, Banji, because it's no easy, you know, feat to start a business, like starting any coffee shop. People are loving up the coffee, obviously. But, you know, on top of that, to do something as niche as a hip-hop coffee shop, I just think it's dope. Dope concept, right, Isita?
Yeah, absolutely. What area is it again?
Wilson Green.
So my question for you is, I live in East London.
Yeah. So when you open
Jubilee Line. That's Jubilee Line.
Is it worth the trek? And is there an honorary cup of coffee when I get there?
Listen, I'll have a cup of tea or coffee or a juice, whatever you want waiting for you.
He's London in the house. Ghibli line. Oh,
cool. Yeah, because last time we spoke, Banji, I was telling you how I was sort of detoxing off caffeine.
Exactly.
But then you were like, it's okay, I'll have a nice chai ready for you, decaf chai.
It's still waiting. It's cold. It's I've got to make another one.
Yeah. Yes, no, so I definitely owe you a trip to get my chai and some Koji wrap on as well.
Yeah.
And so have you got any events coming up to due in the new year or anything like that people need to know about?
Funny you ask that. We've got an event on literally starting in about an hour or so. Rise Up, hosted by Hot Curious and Carla. And it's going to be an open mic, poetry, spoken word, singing event, vinyl spinning. It's tonight.
Very
so all
good.
Of those people who are looking for something to do, pop down to Tone Coffee Shop.
Very cool. And what are the links, like online links, if people want to search you up or anything like that? Yo!
He's gone,
Banji,
he's
we
gone.
Lost you. He's Goss, gone. It was those horns in the background.
We have
I hope
to shout it out.
All right, you need to top up on the... Maybe it's just the customers were going crazy. Like, we need our coffee!
The show was about to pop off.
Yeah. That's what it was. But definitely go check out Tone Coffee Shop. That's the hip-hop coffee shop. We've tweeted the links via Fubar Radio on Twitter as well. But, you know, they're doing such great stuff with all the live showcases that they have. So go down and support, you know. And everyone likes to have a cup of tea or a coffee or a juice sometimes, so you might as well do it listening to the music you want rather than music that is driving you crazy.
Absolutely.
Which I find, you know, that's often the case when I'm in these kind of institutions and things. Yeah. So we want to hear from you still, though. hiphop@foobarradio.com is the way you can email us in the studio. I'm going to be shouting out some parties for you that you can go to coming up over the next week or so in a minute. But you've got a few more answers for your investigation question, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm investigating people's mind and creativity. Like, I'm going deep. Mm-hmm. But, so the question is, if you could bring a superpower into 2017, what would you bring and why? And I've been having some, you know, interesting conversations. Marv Radio, who is actually a beef boxer, saying he would be Wolverine so that he could heal his broken foot and wrist instantly. So he recently, had a climbing accident. And so, yeah, Wolverine. Now, I'm sort of ashamed to say I've never watched Wolverine.
Oh.
Am I missing out?
Well, what's that Australian actor called who plays... Come on, Adam, that's your department. Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. No, but he has... he spends quite a lot of time with his shirt off, isn't it? And he's pretty ripped. So
what's his superpowers?
His abs. That's all you need to know about. Yeah. I didn't even really notice his face or anything that was happening in the storyline. But
no, it all stopped for me at Thundercats. After Thundercats, I didn't watch any cartoons anymore.
Isn't it?
I feel like
Thundercats. That's a good one, though.
Yeah,
who was your favourite Thundercat?
No, I can't even remember the name. Don't shame me up.
Oh, come on, you do. You don't remember Schnapp?
No, who's what's the main guy with the ginger hair? Wiley Cat. That's
Wiley Cat. That was one of the little ones.
Yeah,
one of the kids, and there was Lion-O.
Do you know what?
Lion-O!
Something happened in my childhood. Yeah, see, look, you know better than me. Something happened and I just stopped playing computer games, stopped watching cartoons and
you did the right thing.
I was just playing out all the time, which I don't know if that was the right thing.
No, that was the right thing. That's why all kids now are so overweight and obese.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, one in three children under the age of 12 is either overweight or obese.
Yeah, because on their phones or playing computers and stuff. But I was always out. I was out running around playing runouts, you know, playing curb, knock down ginger, anything we could do
after school. Yeah,
again, annoying my mum saying, "You don't want to learn to cook because I'll never be at home." Like, you know, there's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah, but no, feel free to hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foobarradio.com. I've got a few parties to shout out for you, and we got an ill guest MC is about to join us for the open mic as well, so don't move a muscle. This is Fubar Radio.
Cigarettes, I've got none, sorry. Strong punch, I could even flock jump rocky, looking to not come cocky. Try not to crash the Astra when I clock butt hotties. Man will clock me to take a job run promptly, so they can drive by and blam a shotgun on me. All cause what they construct sloppy, a written equivalent to something out of botched up bodies. Throw nothing, amplify the G-force, no snotty. Still captured by the street laws, no bodies. They be acting like they seen more time than the warriors, and they sat behind a keyboard. Conan, that's what I'ma call you. See you in the pub, you get battered with a pool cue. Back in don't flop, most battles were a walk through the illest. Ask any rapper that you talk to. No, I guess you're being lied to. Don't know who said it, it's fine, I'm a fine cruise. Find me some pellets, flip into a fight mood to run. But no matter where you hide, I'ma find you.
Yes.
From there it gets deeper, they call me Tenchu. No relation to Pika, my mind Neptune. Always laced on the reefer, they call me Tenchu. Not the game, but the leader.
Panicky, panicky if us man don't hit. Battle me if your fam so dead. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's hit. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hit. Battle me if your fam so dead. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's hit. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. I tell you now, trampoline up. We got the ganja green tangerine bud. Had to leave whack MCs crushed like a pack of peanuts. Spitting acid reflux, whack rappers leak blood. I'm armed like OJ, bars are okay. Spar the whole day, whack people see me and laugh like, oh hey, there's a comb in your throat. I'm like, nah, you don't say. You do everything that your mum says. Walk the street and you spud feds. I enforce the heat like I'm Judge Dredd. Might as well fall asleep in a sunbed. And bam, hit them with the verbals. Wait, backhand, just spinning in a circle. Ay, and bam, damn, spinning like a whirlpool. Days unlimited, existence is eternal. Forever.
But you blatantly knew this. It's time you don't lie, stop making excuses. Living in denial, man, your brain is deluded. Stop being a child, just face what the truth is.
Now.
And from there it gets deeper. They call me Tenchu. No relation to Pika, my mind Neptune. Always laced on the reefer. They call me Tenchu. Not the game, but the leader.
It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hit. Battle me if your fam so dead. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's hit. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told. It's panicky, panicky if us man don't hit. Battle me if your fam so dead. Go back at the back of G like Rambo's hit. Yeah, tiptoe calypso, you've been told.
That's the sounds of our man Tenchu. Ill Move Sporadic and Tenchu. The track is called Tiptoe Calypso. That's from the album Panic Room. It's available right now. That's UK representing. And we had Tenchu on the show earlier this year as well. So definitely listen back to that because he absolutely ripped the open mic. And you know, you need to go to foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and you can check them all out right there. This is myself, Sarah Love.
And Isita Sherin.
And you are tuned into FUBAR. And Isita has been taking over the investigation this week with a very important question. It's quite enlightening. I'm getting quite an insight into people's minds here.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is, if you could take a superpower into 2017, what would it be and why? And yeah, people have been coming up with some interesting, as Sarah said, like we've been getting quite insight into the way people think. There's someone called Exodus Payne.
Exodus.
I can't
hear that word without thinking about Marley.
Exactly. But he spells it X. What?
Hip-hop spellings.
Hip-hop spelling, basically.
Okay, yeah.
X-I-D-U-S.
I'm down with the hip-hop spellings, but sometimes it is a bit confusing.
But it makes me feel really stupid. I'm like,
It makes me feel old.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like, I must be out of touch because I'm not recognising hip-hop spellings.
Yeah. So Exodus Payne, he says, he's funny. He's broken it down. So he said he'd like to manipulate time, but he's given two separate categories.
Okay.
So he's saying, so his selfish reasons are so that he can mainly mainly music based, and so we could have extra studio time for writing without it affecting family time. So he could basically be in the studio, kill it, and then and then go home and still sort of have family time and it not be like his kids sleeping, which
I'll
I thought was
very
sweet.
To the studio. I remember as a kid we having to sleep in the studio while my parents were working. Making beds on like these whack ass chairs and stuff. Always being there when they were rehearsing and things like that. Take the kids with you, man.
Yeah, but what about touring though?
Well, I mean, same thing. Our parents took us on the road.
So your parents were musicians, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, yeah, we were on the road. We've been snuck into venues and all that kind of stuff. So,
so you don't need superpowers, Exodus.
No, but I feel you, because sometimes to be in the right studio mode, you need no distractions, all that stuff. Okay, time. Yeah. But that's another thing with the meditation, you know, having, like, good sleep pattern and everything.
Yeah, exactly. You have it
you'll
daily.
You'll be surprised how time morphs.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Daily, that's me as well, and it really, really helps.
And who else did you hear from?
Well, his responsible reason is so that he could stop crimes, so he could go, but he was like, he could go into crime scenes, sort of why they were happening, reversing the time and preventing that crime from happening.
Damn.
So he's just like, he went
proper on his Luke Cage.
So he's like, someone, you know, robbing a shop or whatever. And then he's just like,
it's paying his bit back to society.
Exactly. So that was that one. This one, there's another one. Who was it that gave me this? I think it was Tando. And he was saying, eating and not gaining weight.
Oh no!
So he could eat. No, that would be sick.
No, but you know what? Yeah, no, but you know what? It's just about like I eat whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, like, you know, people like you though.
So it's about, and then like yesterday I was talking with my sister about we were on the tube and we saw an advert for heartburn. Yeah. And I was like, I don't even know what heartburn is.
Yeah, it's your, you've got genes.
And then people were speaking about, someone was talking to us about colonic irrigation. Oh no, last week Mice was speaking about colonic irrigation. It's like, but you don't need that business. If you're just eating correct, the food that your body is designed to eat, you don't need madness. You're not going to put on crazy amount of weight. Like, there's a reason when you go to Japan why everybody is slim.
For real, from when I was in Japan, I ate so much. And because I'm dreaming about it because I was FaceTiming one of my friends in Japan yesterday, and literally when I went there, she would literally just say every day, "What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat?" And she'd take us. We'd all, me, her, and her husband would just go to a different restaurant every day. But moving off to the point, actually, sweet stuff is quite nice, but it's not good for you. So if you could eat like just chocolate and not put on weight.
I guess.
It might, like, people like you, you know, it's nice for you, but it's not everyone's got that luxury.
It's not genetics. It's just the food that you choose to eat. But yeah, because I don't drink like Coke. I don't drink nasty fizzy drinks. I just like to eat everything that's natural that my body is designed to eat, and that, you know, was designed when my body was designed.
Yeah, no, I work, obviously, since I started working out, I changed my eating patterns completely. Because when you start working out, you don't want to eat rubbish. You know what I mean? However, some people will put on more weight depending on what they're eating. So like, it might not affect, like, when I was younger, I could eat, like, in secondary school days, I could eat absolutely anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because your metabolism is higher.
But like now, boy, it's not the case.
I know how you feel though. There's lots of people who will be agreeing with dude this Christmas as well.
But there is something very big to be said of eating correctly. That will change your life. Eating correctly changes
your life.
That will
save your
life. Save your life. Yeah, there we go.
Save your life.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, on the Jubilee line, every stop you take on the Jubilee line going east from Waterloo, life expectancy reduces by 1 year.
What?
So this is how, you know, life expectancy in Glasgow, for example, like the life expectancy of the richest people in Glasgow compared to the poorest is 20 years. So your life is reduced by 20 years just purely related
economics,
to diet and lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So this is a joke. People think like, hey man, I'm just having my Nando's, whatever, innit? It's like, look, there is a point when your body is going to say, all this liberties you've been taking, it's going to pay. Anyway, we digress. We do that a lot on this show.
No, really, but hip-hoppers, every hip-hopper I know, man, they made me want to change my diet. But anyway, carry on. In New York, man, I came home, I'm like, I'm vegan now.
But this is, spread the gospel through hip-hop. That's how hip-hop works. But give us another one of the people that we've heard from today in answer to your question.
All right. So, actually, this one's actually quite funny. Joe Grind, this rapper Joe Grind, it says he didn't even give a superpower. He just said, the power these people need is the power to believe in themselves. Aww. So, you know, so he just chose it. I said, all right, Pastor Joe. But but actually, I think there's something in that. Imagine if you had a superpower where people, like, you know, as a teacher, if the students were, like, really unconfident, if I could just go, boom, be confident.
Yeah.
And then just they could meet their full potential. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that, you know, is, I mean? True. That's wonderful. That would be the ultimate superpower, something that's going to, you know, benefit other people. It's not just your own selfish reasons. That was fascinating. That was fascinating. Thank you so much for all your messages. In a minute, we're going to be getting into the open mic. But coming up over this next week or so, there's so many shows happening. The Game, he's in London on Monday, and that's tonight. He's performing at the Indigo, so if you're down with the Game, and you can head up there December the 21st. Skinny Man and Mud Fam are hitting Manchester.
Mud Ting.
Yes. So you know that's going to be lots of fun.
Mud Fam.
Yes.
Oh, wow. They're putting on a show.
Yeah, with Skinny. So, you know, that's some legendary business, Skinny Man. Friday the 23rd of December, if you're in London, hit up Green Rooms because it's the Crates Christmas party. That's with DJ Devastate. You might know him from Demon Boys. And DJ Ty, he's down with Spread Love too. On Saturday the 24th, there's a special James Brown tribute happening at Hootenanny in Brixton. You're going to have DJ Snuff and Jazz T. They're going to be chopping it up on four turntables. They're playing all the best of, like, James Brown, as well as enough James Brown inspired music and everything. January the 6th at Jazz Cafe, Pharoah Monch is in town. That's one of my favourite, like, live hip hop shows around today. So if you want to know how a hip hop show is meant to go and check him out. He's going to be doing a tour across the UK as well, so look up what town near you he'll be hitting up. 14th of January, Akil, the MC from Jurassic 5, he's going to be at Cameo. So, you know, there's always so much good stuff, but we make sure we let you know all of that here. Right after this, we're going to be speaking to some of our MCs who have come through to bless us on this week's open mic. So do not move a muscle. We just got to pay some bills, and then we're going to be right back with some dope music. This is FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Tea on paper. Is there anyone that you actually think, oh, they make a good captain for England?
In my lifetime, there's been Brian Robson, Tony Adams, I think Gary Lineker was captain for a while, Alan Shearer. Yeah, people who gave everything on the pitch. I don't know we've got anyone that does
that. What does that mean, giving everything on the pitch? Do you have to turn up with extra stuff to gain your
Gary
points?
Lineker shat himself. Gary Lineker.
Allegedly.
No, actually. Wearing an England shirt, shat himself, and he didn't leave the pitch. He just sat down and wiped his arse on the grass.
Like a dog.
That is the kind of man I want leading our international team.
Every Tuesday.
Good Team on paper.
From 9 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I want to deal with a bigger insult, man. The heat.
It's coming down hard. We got to get our shit together.
It's time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformists, one-hitter quitters. For Tyson types and shade figures. Let's get it together, come on, let's make it.
Gotta make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make something happen,
to make something happen,
to make something happen,
let's make something happen.
Word to Viper, gonna bring it to the overlord. Drinking Cisco, chilling with the gold microphone cords. And we grip our balls every time we stuntin' on tour. Cause we never bore, responding to the ready crowds roar. And promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business, we not quitters, not bullshitters. We deliver, we go getters, don't be bitter, cause we not just niggas.
Jerobe, my fire woven to different cloth. Ain't nothing forbidden, this nigga kid is written off. Artists spit in the city, I'll make you spit and keep yourself confused. In the maze, you can move your brain. Missing lust, they're planning for our future. People, none of our people involved. Boring, Henny, and smearing off. The kid, cracking off. Cracking off and smearing off. Quickly turn a Molotov. Molotov the spaceship door before that bitch is taking off. It always seems the poorest persons, the people forsaken dog. The Washingtons, Jeffersons, Jacksons on the captain's log. They'd rather leave us to the greatest water poison, deli smog. Glass unblackening, it's happening. You feel it, y'all. I'd rather see we need 3x3 structure with many bars. Leave us where we are so they can play among the stars. We take taking off to Mars. Got the space vessels overflowing. What you think they want us there? All us niggas not going.
Reputation ain't glowing, reparations ain't flowing. If you find yourself stuck in the creek, you better start rowing. Used to see the TV screen as a place I land my dream in the car stereo, where they would promote the show. Optimistic little brother, with a little hope, you know. Space program for niggas, know you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, know you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, know you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, know you stuck. Sometimes I read the paper every day. All these happenings are secular, just happen different ways. And the president's refined in her wings, she's confined with about 30 Percocets and 5 bottles of wine. Carolina, nothing finer than a black woman who climbs to the top of the state building, claiming that their flag is mine. Now people on top of people feels like we can't breathe. Put so much in this motherfucker, feel like we shouldn't leave. Put it on TV, put it in movies, put it in our face. These notions and ideas of citizens live in this space. I chuckle just like all of y'all. Absurdity, after all, takes money to get it running and money from trees don't fall. Imagine for 1 second all my people of color. Please imagine for 1 second all the people in poverty, no matter the skin tone, culture or time zone. Think the ones who got it would even think to throw you a bone? Moved you out your neighborhood, did they find you a home? Nah, safer, probably no place to. Imagine if the shit was really talk about space too. Imagine if the shit was really talk about space too.
Time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers when hit or quitters, for Tyson types and Che figures. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers, gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers when hit or quitters, for Tyson types and Che figures. Make. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers, one hit acquitters, for types and chain figures. Let's make something happen, let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers when they're quitters, for types and chain figures. Make. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers when they're quitters. For types and chain figures. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one hit acquitters. For types and chain figures. Make. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen.
Here, a small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
Loompa, loompa, doompa, I've got another puzzle for you.
That was something brand new from Tribe Called Quest. They dropped an album this year, their final album, and it's called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. That was kind of a special release from this year that I know was pretty sentimental for lots of people. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And I, Sister Sheriff.
That's right. And we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. We're going to be getting into the open mic in a minute. And right now we're joined by our first guest MC, Mike Assassin, in the house.
Yo, yes. Yo, what's good, FUBAR? What's going on, people out there in Radio Land? What's good, what's good, what's good?
good.
It's lovely to see you again after many, many years.
It has been, it has been. We go way back to when I was like 15, 16, sneaking into Kung Fu.
Kung Fu is a party that me and Maestro, used to do in North London. That was some pretty classic times, yeah. Man. So that might have to come back at some point. But for those people who don't know about Mike Assassin, who do you be?
Me, what am I? I'm a lover of life. I am a video director. I'm a music artist. I'm an entrepreneur. Just someone just vibing through the universe. That's me. That's me.
And you're vibing in the studio as well. And he's dancing while he's talking. Yeah. I'm not even doing it. But sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
And how long have you been rapping for?
I started spitting when I was like 9 years old and then started taking it seriously when I was like 15. And I came out into the UK hip hop scene, started doing open mic sessions, battles. I joined the street promotions team called Militia when I was 15. And that gave me access to loads of different events. So wherever there was a chance to spit and we were at there with Militia, I just run on stage, whether it was with De La Soul or Big Ted, whoever. I just was known for just running on stage and just grabbing the mic and rapping. And that was like what I used to do through a lot of my teens.
And you've got some new music sort of recently.
Yeah, I haven't done music in the last time I put out music was 2006, and it was supposed to be a 6 month break, and it ended up being like a very long break. In between that time, I set up some businesses, did loads of things, but I got a new single out called Perspective, and the video's online, it's on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. It's called Perspective, Keep It Real, and it's like a hip-hop / reggae mash, and it's vibe still, and the video's like some 70s blaxploitation parody pimps. It's vibes, you get me? So check out the video. I directed and edited the video as well, so yeah.
Nice. I just introduced my nieces yesterday to blaxploitation. They're like, what's blaxploitation? My dad says something about blaxploitation. They're like, what's blaxploitation? So it's like, well. But, yeah, but what were you saying?
It's a mad genre as well, and it's like, I've heard good and bad things about it, but just growing up, I just thought visually, I like visuals, I like shapes, I like colours, and I always liked the way it looked, and it kind of just, it was almost kind of, for the most part of it, what I got from it, it was like unapologetically black, which I loved it. It was like the afros and the bell bottoms, and it just reminded me of the people who I saw, like my mum's friends and stuff, so that's why I think I liked it. The big afros and the big, like, yeah.
Where did you go? Are you a West Londoner?
I'm South East London, Lewisham, New Cross,
sorry,
Deptford.
No offence mended.
No, big up the West London fam, but I'm South East, yeah, New Cross, Lewisham.
Yeah, man, my ends, not really, but I know lots of people there. Yeah. I used to teach there. It was the hardest job of my life.
Oh, for real?
But I loved it.
Wow.
I think with the youngers, it's like, I think it's just having, it's just being able to connect with them. I think that's what a lot of institutions
amazing.
And people.
Yeah. You're right. They're being failed. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, they're being failed. But there's ridiculous sort of creativity and talent,
you know? Amazing. And it's just, we've got to reach them though,
and so. Heart as well, do you know what I mean? It's not like just
they see through
creativity.
You as well,
yeah,
that's one thing about youngsters, they're so amazing, they see through. If your energy isn't correct when you're dealing with them, they'll see through you. That's why a lot of teachers, I've worked in schools, and that's why a lot of teachers don't connect with them. And so myself, who comes in as a mentor or doing workshops, you can vibe with them because they believe that you want to help them, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what, when you're mentoring, like, in what kind of capacity is that?
I've done a few different bits of mentoring, from entrepreneurship mentoring to, I've gone into colleges and schools and done workshops on businesses, entrepreneurship, and even just kind of things, goal setting, like how are they going to get from A to Z, and I've done things like that. But then in the area that I live in, it can be quite challenging because these kids are from some proper rugged estates, you know what I mean?
Hard,
and they're not trying to hear from anybody, but you can come in and be like, yo, I'm from this estate. Once I say to them that I grew up here, they're kind of like, okay, cool, and this is what I'm doing, I run this business, I've got this staff, this is where my company is. So I feel that it's kind of gives me a little bit of a way in. We just need more of it. That's what I feel.
Yeah, and also as if you show that you respect what they do. Do you know what I mean? You respect what they do. And like for me, like it's the best thing. Like I love being a rapper and I love working with young people because actually when I was like, there are times where I am just a rapper full time. Mm-hmm. But honestly, my creativity is not at the same level when I'm not working with these young people. Do you know what I mean? They've got so much to give. I learn so much. And I'm just like, no, I need to go back, like,
you
know what I mean, to the class. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. And they don't learn from people they don't like. True. And that's the main thing. So you know what I mean? So you need to, it's not like try and make them like you, but you know, you can tell if someone cares about you.
Yeah,
you care. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. But yeah, big up for that, man. Everyone's hip hop and education is me.
That could kind of feed into some of your superpower questions, because Iced has been investigating today. So we wanted to definitely, but we always put that to our guests.
Yeah,
superpower. I would like to have I would like to be able to have infinite superpowers, if that's possible.
That's cheating.
No, but how do you say infinite? What superpower? Which one? Come on, don't be greedy.
Just to have any superpower.
So like, I know that's like a lazy cop out, but it isn't. It's kind of always thought like, right, if I could, what if I had infinite powers to give people other superpowers, would that work? Is that one?
No, I like how we're
refining the rules.
I'm supposed to break the rules though, innit? Right, what would I do? I think it would possibly be like
we'll let you get away with the ultimate superpowers. Unlimited superpowers.
Yeah. Sarah.
We'll let you cheat. But yes, keep hitting us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We have another MC that we're going to bring through to the studio, and then we're going to get into our open mic very soon. This is Foo Bar Radio. We love doing this for you guys. And let's hit you with some more dope hip hop that came out this year. I'm so happy for these guys, because Pharoah Monch has been nominated for a Grammy Award. For the track that, because he took part in the soundtrack for the Miles Davis film.
Wow, I didn't know. Can I just say something quickly about him? Mm-hmm. When I saw him at Deal Real, and he signed my record. He signed my picture, and he was like, "What's your name?" He's like, "Hi, Tor, stay beautiful." I'm not gonna lie, that made my year. I'm not gonna lie. Carry on.
We'll let him know that. We'll let him
please,
know
I beg
that.
You.
We'll
let yeah. Shit, people's Pharoah Monch. You know what it is. Queens, New York, right now. Now you're listening to the hip hop show with Sarah Love and Mike Biggie on Football Radio.
I just thought you might enjoy some of that. Yes. But let's hear this track that's got a nominated for the Grammy. I'm so happy to hear one of our soldiers is getting some acknowledgement.
Big up Pharoah. Ruckus, I remember promoting this stuff when I was doing the street team for Ruckus. Big up Pharoah.
Damn, that was some classic times, the Ruckus era. But this is the sounds of hip hop, how it sounded in this last 12 months. This is Sarah Love, and I'm joined by
Isis Sherry.
We're about to get into the open mic with our guest, Mike Assassin, and we have another dope MC coming through to the studio. Keep it locked.
Can you play a ba-ba, some kind of pulse that goes on all the time, you know? Five, 4, 3, 2, watch it.
Have seen the light shine brightly on the other side twice, and each time it blinded me when it beamed and reminded me of dreams of God and Christ, the kind that I used to have when I was a teen, and I would twitch and blink and I would scream and switch whatever I was visualizing to fit into a split screen, sort of a psychological device. On the right side God was black, on the other side Christ was white. God would spread his majestic wings as wide as I could see towards the sky and take flight, so high that he would block the sun, and then he would return to earth and look me directly in the eyes and ask me what I already knew he would ask me for spite. Where do we go once we're gone? Let it resonate, get in tune with the tune like a tune fork. Let it breathe, let it live, let it reverberate. As a matter of fact, black matter will live forever. Our lives matter, black lives matter, and as a matter of fact,
You are a part of me, as much as I am a part of you. The universe is the body, the earth is a beautiful molecule. Humans are simply atoms, a part of a God particle. Vibrating kinetic energy, endlessly searching for solitude. I marvel like God's phenomenal artistry. Equate longitude, latitude, and feel magnetic fields of my domino. The natural projected. To discover that we're not home alone, and saw the stars are just genetic codes inside of chromosomes. Plus the moon is not made of provolone. Feel the undertow, check the overtones. Clueless the mass, refuse the musical motorhome. So I spit it in code and made a choice to walk the globe alone. The God particle, odd but logical. Not found in religious blogs and articles, but chronicles like a message in the bottle from the honorable Elijah Muhammad in the form of a song.
Discussing superpowers, like yeah, to the soundtrack of that's Robert Glasper. I got told off for saying Glasper, but I'm like, listen, mate, I'm English.
Glasper.
That's featuring Pharoah Monch on that track. It's called Gone, and that's actually from the Miles Davis Miles Ahead soundtrack film soundtrack. And that actually came out last year. But yeah, they're all nominated for a Grammy for the soundtrack category. So. Big up, guys.
Amazing.
Shout out to you.
As well.
Also, shout out to Julian of the Creators. Ooh. Girish locked into the show. Farouk and Darren B as well. You can all hit us up too at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys, and this show is all about you. And it's all about showcasing the ill hip hop talent that there is in the world. And on that note, I'd like to welcome our second guest to the show, who is Adam. Do we give you your full title of both names? Adam Kamerling?
Adam Kamerling's good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry, Adam Kamerling. I'll make sure I always say Adam Kamerling.
No, Adam is good.
Mr. Kamerling,
sufficient,
sir.
No, not sir. But like Adam cool. Adam Kamerling.
Cool. Okay.
Whatever.
AK 47.
Yeah. Why
no,
not?
You're
Let's
younger
go
than
in.
47.
I am younger than 47.
AK
considerably.
30.
Yeah.
AK
just
30.
About.
Yeah. You're going 30.
What about AK 84? That's my year of birth. Then that's never going to
okay.
change.
AK 84.
I wasn't going to have to change my name every year.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to be hearing that in the rap scene. But who are you, AK 84?
I'm Adam Cameron, aka Adam the Rapper, which is a miserable name, but it's just one that was deposited upon me by my peers when I came up in Brighton.
That's keeping it real though, just straight Adam Cameron. Yeah, is that just straight from the birth certificate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I had to
provide
it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like put you out there like that. So who are, this is the first time that I'm meeting you, Adam. Like, what's your story? So you're an MC.
I'm an MC and a poet. Okay. And yeah, so like I'm a poet. That's what I do day to day, and I've always been rapping, so I still do that. It's a part of what I do.
So how do you differentiate like MCing and poetry? What, for those who aren't familiar, or you know, maybe they have a different idea, like what's the definition to you?
For me, see, I'm like, I think everyone can have their own definition. Some people would say, you know, like poetry is rap, rap is poetry. I would disagree. I write rap to music. I write poetry not to music.
Okay. And so, do you get down with the...
Do I get down with... Oh, what, the clicks?
Clicking, yeah. You know,
yes, I'd get in trouble. If I said anything else. so, yeah, I'm down with the clicks.
You're down with the click.
Down with the click.
And, do you feel like there's sometimes, because sometimes it's sort of like a bit of a gap between the poetry side of things and the MCing side of things. Is that what your experience is, would you say? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think like there are certain things that I want to write about, and I want to write to music. I want to write rap to those things. And there are other things I want to write about that I don't want to write in rap. I'm a writer and I write to perform generally. And sometimes that's to music and sometimes it isn't, and I get stressed out when people write certain things. I'm like, you're using the wrong form, you're not listening to the thing you're writing about.
Oh, but when I was asking that, I was meaning in terms of, you know, because you have the poetry crowd,
uh-huh,
and then you have like hip hop heads, and yeah, you know, sometimes there's not a crossover like with the audience is what I'm saying.
Sometimes, yeah, but then I think rap heads can get down with spoken word and poetry, and I think poetry heads can get down with rap, but maybe they just don't because they're after different things. Hip hop show is generally a bit rowdier than a poetry show.
Yeah,
yeah, which is why we like it.
Mm. And so, what have you put out any music, like, you know, what's your...
Yeah, man, I work regularly with a guy called Cuff in Brighton. Big up Cuff. We put out an EP a few years ago, LP last year, called Formwork. Big up Rarkind Records that helped us with that.
Yes, Rarkind.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm constantly working with producers. Got something real fruity coming out next year with a dub producer called Fee, and yeah, just kind of keeping busy.
And what were you rapping first, or was poetry your first?
I was always writing, but I never really knew what I was writing.
Okay.
And then rap was the first time that I took my words to the stage, and then I was writing stuff which wasn't for the cypher, so I took that to the spoken word stage.
Nice.
And yeah, that's how that happened.
Are you from Brighton?
No, I'm from the West Country originally.
Yeah, whereabouts?
I went to school in Cheddar, where the cheese is from.
Oh, I've never been to Cheddar.
It's pretty.
Yeah? Is it smelly like Cheddar?
No. Although it does smell like everywhere around there smells a bit like cows and goats and horses and stuff. So.
Which is cool. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm down.
Well, the methane's a bit potent, yeah, but no.
Is that where the caves are?
Yeah, it is.
I've been there. Oh. Sorry, it just dawned on me.
School trips. Yeah. Everyone rolled through on a school trip.
Yeah, yeah. No, I went, not my school, I took myself.
Cool. What do you mean caves? No, I love all that kind of stuff.
It's like, what is it? You can wreck me because I'm telling your history, but what it is, yeah? No, apparently, like, they kept the cheese in the caves, right, to preserve it, like, back
they
in
did,
the day.
They did
yeah.
keep cheese in the caves, yeah.
Yeah, and they try and stop the rats from getting to it, and, you know, and now you
keep
can go
cold.
On tours. Yeah, then you can go on tours down in that cave. I did it. I've done it. I've been there.
They got serious stalactites and stalagmites.
If anyone's
into geology, your listeners, they should totally go and check out the
really
rock
cool.
formations.
Yeah. Because stalagmites, stalactites, you got to have the method of remembering it, but I can never remember which one is which.
Sarah took it there.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
No, which one is? Remind me.
Stalactites are the C in stalactite is for ceiling, and the G in stalagmite is for
five,
ground.
Adam, I'm loving you. I made it to this age, and I finally will remember.
Yeah.
We'll remember. Well, guys, lady, are you ready to rap? Because I'm looking forward to hearing some of these cheddar rhymes, yo.
I'm bring my cheddar bars.
Get them cheddar bars ready.
Yo.
Some southeast London raps.
Yeah, yeah. Newcross Leersham, we got two of
See, we represent all corners of the UK here. Yeah. I love it. And this week's open mic, we have a beat courtesy of the very dope producer Keith Price. And We're joined in the studio by my special guest co-host.
Hi, this is Sheriff.
We also have my man.
Mike Assassin.
And we have representing Cheddar.
Adam Camerling.
AK.
Adam
Camerling. So, let's do this, people. This is FUBAR Radio. Let's get into some of this open mic action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superpower flows, yeah?
Superpower flows.
Superpower flows, yeah?
R.I.P. my brother Brian.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yo, came from a long line, a strong line of kings. DNA embedded with the genetic relics within Western civilization, raped the nation. Hieroglyphic Sumerian statements said we came from spaceships, but they don't want to hear that. They'd rather bank straps, sell packs and wear Air Max. Put us in the land of foreign, injected the epidemic. Disconnect minds kept us occupied in fields of cotton. Nah fam, it ain't 12 years a slave. I should put a 12 gauge to your brain for stereotyping the same. We forgot about meditation, astral projections, spiritual reflections and elevations. MTV don't give a fuck about you. BBC don't give a fuck about you. We gotta rise as one, each one teach one, each one teach one, till we all conquer all. Till we all conquer all.
Yeah.
Till we all conquer all.
Yeah. Until we all conquer all. Yeah, tour. Yo, on the beat or a cappella, we can bring the crowds together. We can rock a fella and can make him dance like fella. We're raining down the metaphors, you better bring umbrellas, cause I'm trying to get more shows, I want more spots, I'm Cruella. The man that think they're clever, shouldn't play as a presenter. They don't live in the Pizella, but they're begging this endeavor. Pumping for the cheddar, use a cutting like a shredder. But the greed is in the centre, got no sense whatsoever. These bars are from the underground, was locked up in the cellar. Jeez. But now we're trying to set them free like say they're Mandela. Bringing healing to your lips, you can call this Bongella. Bringing flavour to your ear, Craig Mack and salt and pepper. Offer change like a vendor, some are fighting to be slender. While they're closing youth centres, they're still missing the agenda. But while on this agenda, I can drop a verse whenever. Like Dars and Mr. Marley, different styles as we enter.
Yeah.
I'm fully knackered every day cause I stayed up. But this beat makes me happier than cake does. I get on one, hit it like I'm Bronson with chipper. I twist my moustache tips, rainbows from tonsils. Fidget and jump up on walls and skip around. Grin it up, tie up loose ends like mainstream cinema. With the tea, be assured if you visit me I'll make a killer cup. Bringing sun like I got that good weather gob. Living better now the telly's off. Run around outside, smile wide, send me on. Serotonin blows like cherry bombs. See cause I get that beat buzz off. When espresso shot breakfast, fresh fruit coffee cup and a cotton jelly tots. Then I'm on fun, see records like I want one. Mouth will get me where I wanna be like Don Juan. Cause I'm excellent at chat. All my friends are excellent, that's testament to that. You leave my show happy, that's my job done. Sunny, but I always leave sweaty. It's a lottery in my flat.
Yeah.
And since I lesson up on facts, I'ma run around now before my belly gets fat. I dance hard, I ain't vexing in the back. Come scruffy, rock out in any Hessian sack. What?
Yeah, FUBAR, big up Zero. Yo, talking to God daily. Certain time I know my thoughts are selfish. I'm flesh, I'm human, need improvements. Stress is nuts. The dream feels so close, like an effing touch. Objects in my way, and I ain't effing giving up. Old version of me versus the new version of me versus the future version of me. It's all versions of me. My mind don't give a fuck. My mind's like a virgin to me. Depends on how you swerving, what's the verdict to be? Everyone's a boss, depends your definition of it. You ain't a boss if someone else controls your deposits, tells you how to make it move, even how to play the thing. That'll make you a boss, you a slave to him. Kunta Kente came told me when the chain unlinked. It's not illegal yet, use your brain to think.
Yeah.
You were destined from the first day your eyes could blink. Now pick your head up and the wise are king.
Heard your lies already, you're so fiction like a fairy. Play this new thing on your tellies, on your telly, on your telly. Me and Baker Aaron come like Timberland and Nelly. More like Timbo and Maselli. Heat it up and make you sweaty. But maybe they're not ready because hearing truth is heavy. Controversy by Litelli. Yeah, my crew is rocking steady. Used to buy my shoes in Shelly's down in Oxford Street and Henny's. Now I'm coming to America like Hakim and Eddie. These streets are getting grimy. You can ask Jamie and Skeppy, man, are dribbling for money, and their name's not even messy. On the mic, I am a Betty. Wanna beef me, burn a veggie. Wanna beef me, turn a veggie. Now the mainstream don't accept me. Yeah, these people might reject me, but I'll drop this like confetti. This truth cracks through like a machete. Wanna know about the deeper things? Then come and get me. Break this down like the dance. Keep it popping like a belly. I'm ready.
I fall left. Deep breath. I took sexist and racist to death. Skeletons in wake, buried under bunkers. Empty pine glass like gravestone in cemetery for pets. Think you've effed up? I have effed up the best. Polka down spotted, I will never stop scrubbing. I am Lady Macbeth. Stay scruffy, red best with aestheticness. Anti-aesthetic as the bed. Tracy Emin dead. Yeah, I need more bread. Cause living London's a real schlep. Schlep. Yeah, that's Giddish in the bars, bro. Love bubble cause I come in rubbish when my guard's up. Fair boy, so I'm going easy on the markup. Don't drop up, bring great show once I parked up. I can swear like Malcolm Tucker, choose not to. Please get off, mother offer.
Yo, yeah, yo, yeah, yeah.
I say fuck them if they don't believe. Non-believers are negative energy we don't need. I was blessed with the essence of premonition. I know we seize the vision, I know we don't share the vision. Trying to show my youngest that we gotta make some billions. With our mothers from estates and those high-rise buildings. It's all in the mind if you get what I'm saying. The jet vocals from the vocal box to get what I'm saying. What I'm saying, everybody's got opinions. Not enough action, not enough leaders and too many minions. Feel me or you don't, you can say I'm whack as fuck. Twitter rap me with my quotes. Contrary to popular beliefs, beliefs vary. Mass-produced thoughts create conveyor belt theories. I ain't saying that I'm perfect to all fam. I just don't absorb like school teachers taught, man. Yeah, and we're live up in food bar. I slice apart the planet with two bars. Shout out to Sarah Love. I've been in love with Sarah since I was 16 and sat in the club. Yo, that's why I'm spitting the lines. They said, what would you have? A superhero talent. I would have all the superhero powers combined. I'm like 100 X-Men combined in one guy. I'm Mike Assassin, I'm ill with the flows. I'm gonna pass the mic to the left and then we go, yo.
Yo, and then we go, yo. He's gonna pass the mic to the left and then we go. Yo, we dead it off the beat like we're fucked up. Yo, let me go again. Yo, Mike Assassin, Adam. Yeah, can't say your last name. Yo, we're deading off the beat like a fight stopped by the deputy. When I was in school, I would put everybody secondary. Telling white lies, but it's damaging my ebony. Hitting 17 and someone needs to pay the penalty. Arsenal and misdemeanors hit me like I'm Kennedy. Didn't eat better, now I got the recipe. These words are even healthier than if you're eating celery. Now, what you got the remedy? Now we got the remedy. This city loves music, we do it for the love of it. And if I ever leave, I wonder where I'll go and live. I'm not blind, I see the negatives and positives. But if we get creative, then we tend to know where we live. Slang from a cockney, bars from an MC. While one's not saying much, the other's saying plenty. These youngers are pressed by the streets that they live in, but they'll touch it up the first chance that you give them. This demonstrates how confused they are socially. Is this really how paradise supposed to be? We're have-nots, now we all react emotionally. We're have-nots, now we all react emotionally. Yo, grab the mic, that's an MC.
A quick short verse, go, before we're out of time.
Okay, yo, I ain't feeling flippin' chipper now. If you like raps, I'd be best stick around. I'ma do what I do, spew juice like a grinning mouth. Show the dip, shimmy now, shock it out. If it's good vibes, bring around. Pay no heed to a mood boost, skipping round, sniff about in the town. Village green pound, city ground. No future past, only livings now. Ignore that ticking sound. Bring me a biscuit to nibble with some jams and I kick them out. Got lines like we fishing trout. Keep crowd in the crosshairs like we killing grounds. Blow, skip to a bigger town. Work rates up now, even chilling out is a sitting round.
Thank you so much, and we tweeted all the links to you guys. Thank you so much for joining us today on the last show of the year. Make sure you keep in touch with us over the holidays. Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. We got some ill special shows for you planned over Christmas, so make sure you check out the website. Thank you so much to Banji who joined us earlier. Isata, thank you so much. And thank you to you guys. This show is all about you. Up next is Payne and Sylvester. Have a lovely new year. Yes.
Sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need a little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Thank you.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.